Now, we've got news today that a batch of watermelon and cucumber seedlings here in the Northern Territory have tested positive for the cucumber green mottle mosaic virus. Now, that's the same plant disease which caused a number of farms in the Katherine region to be placed under quarantine last year. These seedlings, they were actually destined to be used in a field trial by the Northern Territory's Department of Primary Industry. These seedlings, they've tested positive. It sounds like bad news. However, Diane Fulllove from the Australian Melon Association, she believes the positive result for the virus may not be correct. And she is telling growers that they should not panic.
As far as I'm aware, it's a batch of seed that would have been tested at the new Australian standard of 9,400 seeds. It's worthwhile noting, though, that these were seedlings that were tested. They were sent to the Northern Territory for some trial purposes, and they were cucumber and watermelon, and both different seedlings tested positive in a PCR test. There has been subsequent testing of that same batch of seedlings and the remaining cucumber seedlings from the nursery. There were no remaining watermelon seeds, and all of those tests have been negative. So we've only had one positive test followed up by quite a few negative tests. So while we're concerned, we don't want growers to panic about this. PCR testing was done and the protocols for that are still not perfectly aligned.
So what do you think that means, the fact that they only found it in one test?
Well, it means it may not be positive, that all the subsequent testing has been negative. So we cannot be sure that it was actually a positive test.
When imported seed is tested, do you know the process of what it goes through?
It's tested quite stringently. Large batches are tested in accredited laboratories overseas, and small batches, small amounts, have to be tested in Australia. So at the moment, that's being done with ELISA testing because the laboratories in Australia that do the seed testing acknowledge that the PCR protocol is not completely stabilised and foolproof. In fact, there is a research project in the Victorian Department of Primary Industries to work out the best way of doing that type of PCR testing. And they have not released that protocol without... They want to do more further testing on it, and Western Australia is going to be testing it as well. So we would actually prefer that the Northern Territory government was doing ELISA testing at least at the same time as it did the PCR testing. We have a real concern that there could be some false positives because of the process they're using.
It is still a positive result nonetheless. What security is there for growers if infected seed has indeed entered Australia and has made it all across the country from Queensland to the Northern Territory?
Well, the nursery that it came from is based in Queensland. The Queensland biosecurity staff have gone to the nursery and taken samples. They've found them to be negative, but they're also tracing where those seedlings actually went to on farm. So growers who may have received those batches of seedlings will be getting contacted by Biosecurity Queensland or their relevant biosecurity agency in their state to follow up and to check that their farms don't have any symptoms of virus in their melons.
Do you think growers should still have confidence in the importing of seeds, given that this positive test was only found because it was part of a field trial by the Northern Territory DPIF?
Oh, I think they should have confidence. We haven't had positive testing until now. So I think that growers should be very confident in the processes. We have the highest standard of testing in the world now in Australia. And I think it's until we show that this lot of seed has another positive, I think we should really treat it with caution and maintain the system that we have.
Do you know which company brought in this infected batch of seed?
I'm not privy to that information.
What would you like to see happen from here?
I would like a review of the actual testing protocols that are occurring with seedlings in this situation. Not the seed coming into Australia. We're quite confident in what's happening there. But the fact that there should be some ELISA testing of these seeds and seedlings, not just PCR testing at this stage.
Diane Fulllove, the Industry Development Manager with the Australian Melon Association, speaking there to Dan Fitzgerald. We've just got a statement here that's just come through from the Northern Territory Department of Primary Industry, which says the NT in Queensland are working closely to finalise its results on recent tests of seedlings received from a nursery. At this point, it says, we have not been able to confirm whether cucumber green mollar mosaic virus is present, and further testing is continuing. Both the nursery and the AMA is being kept informed of developments. That's in a statement that's just come through from the NT Department of Primary Industry. We'll put all this information up on our website if you go searching for NT Country Hour, and we'll definitely be keeping a close eye as this unfolds.